Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai Tefillah Series with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Esther Boylan, and today we are learning about Tefillah Chana. In reviewing Tefillah in the Tanakh, perhaps one of the most meaningful and illustrative passages relating to Tefillah appears in the opening of Sefer Shmuel, the Book of Samuel, in terms of what is readily referred to as Tefillah Chana. The Gemara in Masechet Brachot 31 cites the Tefillah of Chana as the source of many important halachos, Jewish laws, which define our approach to the process of prayer to this very day. Chana, who prayed for a child, is one of the three akaros, barren women, who were remembered on Rosh Hashanah. As a consequence, the tefillos of Chana are incorporated as the Haftorah of Rosh Hashanah, one of the supreme days of tefillah of the entire year, ushering in the Amim Noraim, the high holy days, when the fate of the entire world stands before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In fact, the nine brachos of the Rosh Hashanah Musaf Shemon Esrei are based on the nine times Hashem's name is mentioned in Chana's tefillah. These two great tefillahs of Chana, which indeed changed the history of the Jewish people, typify two very different aspects of tefillah, namely, bakasha, request, and hallel, praise, tefillah and tehillah. Chana's first tefillah, her bakasha, her request, is profound and persistent, silent yet resonant. Chana's second tefillah, after bringing her child Shmuel to the service of Hashem, is poetic, exultant, and eloquent. One of the 10 shiros that Chazal count as the greatest praises of Hashem. These tefillos are contained in the very first passages of Sefer Shmuel, which tell us of the plight of a barren woman seeking a child. Chana would eventually be the mother of Shmuel HaRamati, who would usher Yisrael into the era of the great literary Nevi'im and anoint the first two kings of Israel, Saul and David HaMelech. Chana and her husband Elkanah visit at the great Mishkan in Shiloh. Elkanah has children with another wife, Penina, and seeks to comfort Chana, asking her to accept her barrenness. At that moment of utter loneliness and despair, the pasuk tells us, Vatakam Chana, Chana arose and approaches Hashem in the Mishkan by herself, having seen that her husband has reconciled himself to her barrenness. She pours herself into an emotional prayer, which the Medrash describes as almost confrontational with the Almighty. In asking for a child, she vows that the child will be given back to the service of Hashem, and indeed, her son Shmuel is the answer to her tefillah. Chana's second prayer is a tehillah, a shira, wherein she thanks and praises Hashem, not only for her own redemption from barrenness, but in a prophetic fashion, intuits that her own salvation, her own experiencing the miracles of bringing life into the world, is simply an instance of Hashem's chesed to the entire world, in his ability to upraise the downtrodden and satiate the hungry. According to the Medrash, Chana's tefillah transcends her own experience, to encompass not only herself, not only her husband Elkanah and her rival Peninnah, and not even her own child, but the eventual redemption of Klal Yisrael from its travail in Golus at the hands of Bavel, Paras, Yavan, Edom, and all other enemies who seek to persecute them. And this is why her tefillah is included in the Kitvei HaKodesh. Tefillas Chana, Shiras Chana, concludes, Vayitein Oz L'malko V'yarem Keren L'shicho, that the Ribono Shel Olam will strengthen his king and raise up his Mashiach. This tefillah, recited by the Nevi Chana and uttered before any kings ruled in Israel, is our assurance that we are never abandoned by Hashem and that he will bring about our Geula and Mashiach through the power of tefillah. Thank you for learning together. The series has been dedicated L'Ilui Nishmas Sarah Ann Lehman, Sarah Bas Yitzchak Meshulam Fish, and Chaya Chana Edel, by Yitzchak and Barbara Lehman Siegel and their families. Thank you.